Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at the return of the prodigals. God's heart for the lost ones is filled with incomprehensible love. Oftentimes when we look at people who are far from God's household, outside of the realm of His love, living for themselves, wasting their lives on worthless endeavors, it seems that they'll never turn back to God. And yet God's heart for the ones that are lost is ever longing to bring those prodigals home. The word prodigal is not originally found in the Bible. The parable that has come to be known in our modern days as the parable of the prodigal son actually should probably be called the parable of the lost son. The word prodigal means extravagantly wasteful, and it was a reference to the lifestyle that the prodigal chose after leaving the father's house. In Luke chapter 15, we find three specific parables, all about lost ones. I'm going to read to you from the New King James Version from Luke chapter 15, and listen carefully to hear God's heart for the lost ones. Jesus answered the Pharisees when they were complaining that he spent time with and ate dinner with sinners, and yet his actions were a reflection of the Father's love for those who had sunk into the depths of sin, and yet God's heart never stopped longing to bring them home. Starting at the beginning of chapter 15 in Luke, we find these words. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he spoke this parable to them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost.' I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Then he said, "A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and he came to his father. And when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and no longer am worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years I have been serving you, I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. These three parables told by Jesus about three lost ones. First, a lost sheep, second, a lost coin, and lastly, a lost son. They point to God's heart for the lost ones. Here, these Pharisees, these religious people of the day, were criticizing Jesus because he spent time with known sinners. Being religious, they felt they were above these people, were indignant that Jesus, who was a teacher, would socialize with tax collectors and sinners. And yet, these three stories that Jesus gave to the Pharisees in response to their complaints about his socializing with the sinful truly shows God's heart. The first parable about the lost sheep, you could say, is a picture of a person who was under the shepherd's care at one time, and yet, perhaps not purposefully, slowly began to wander outside of the protective realm of the shepherd, pushing the limits of how far he could get from the shepherd and still be safe. That person wandered until he or she was totally lost. I've met a lot of people who were raised as Christians, and then as adults, they shake their heads and say, I don't know how I got this far from God. I was raised in the church, and yet slowly but surely, they allowed themselves to wander until they were very distant and literally outside of God's family, involved in all kinds of sin that they knew in their heart was not right. The second example of the lost coin, that lady with the 10 coins just carelessly lost track of her coin. And it's like a lot of people raised in the church, raised to know God, raised to know the Father's love, allow themselves to become preoccupied in life until they find themselves utterly lost and far from God. They didn't mean for it to happen, but they did allow preoccupation with perhaps career or even just the pressures of life to bring them to a place where they are far from God. The third example of the lost son is a picture of the person who has known the Father's love and decides intentionally, decisively, that he or she wants to go and pursue the pleasures of life, intentionally turning his or her back on the Father and all of his goodness and the precepts of God. That one finds himself disillusioned and in the pig pen, as the prodigal son did. And yet, all three of these examples lost ones for different reasons, still Jesus points to God's willingness to take the prodigal back home. If you are far from God, God is calling to you. It's not too late to turn back to Father. It's not too late to come back to Father's house. It's not too late to receive the embrace of the Father who's longed to see you come over the horizon and back home. God's calling to you right now. Won't you say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, against you. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to cleanse me from the filth of the world that I let myself get involved in. Take me home now. I want you. God's calling to you if you're a prodigal. And if you have a prodigal in your life, God's calling to that one too. Don't lose hope. The prodigals are coming home. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.